free some space up so I can breathe.
All right, well, welcome to Ooze Roundtable Discussion. What I have here, who I have here, is Andy Shep, and then Jordan Donovan, Big Facts.
Big Facts. How y'all doing?
So, you know, what I'm going to be doing this podcast is just discussions, daily events, current events, relationships, business, success, you know, our generation, you know, trying to succeed, trying to grow, and just talk about that. But today's episode is one thing that's been really daunting on me, is when is enough enough in your relationship? You know what I mean? When the partner is saying that we're over, more in a marriage saying, I want a divorce, we're separated, but you're still fighting for it. When can you say, you know what, I'm done? I'm going to give this topic right now to Andy Shep, see what his thoughts are, and then we're going to Jordan, and we're going to have a nice roundtable discussion about it. Andy, what are you thinking?
I mean, basically, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to a relationship, once you get into the relationship, you should already go into, you shouldn't go into a relationship not understanding that you're going to have tough times, or you're going to have struggles, or it's going to be work. It's going to be work. When you get into anything, it's going to be work. You know what I'm saying? So, like, at the end of the day, your partner is somebody that you should be working for. But there comes times where you get disrespected and things they come up too often. You know what I'm saying? Like you can have somebody, like say you in a relationship with somebody and they're doing things that you don't like or saying things that you don't like, then you have to address it. You definitely can't just let things just sit there. You know what I'm saying? Let them fester.
Mm-hmm.
And just let them rock. You got to address it as soon as it comes. You got to nip it all in the bud. You know what I'm saying? So
Jordan got a smile on his face like he got
this is my topic. This is my topic.
So I'm going to let you talk to the people.
I'm going to let you roll.
Jordan, go ahead.
I'm going to start off by number 1. Nobody's been more disrespected in a relationship than your boy.
Jeez.
Starting back from my young days. So, let me answer your question, Ooze. You know when it's over, when enough is enough, when they stop respecting you and when you could tell that they don't give a fuck, that's when you gotta go.
Exactly. This is one thing, not to cut you off, you're gonna go back, but yeah. This is one thing I tell many of people, is that when the other, it's just when you're, as a man or a woman, I always say, love God, love yourself. Because the thing is about, like, you're not going to go in, like, nobody else is going to pull you anywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the respect, you have to have respect for yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you should have the dignity to go and find someone else if you're not showing the same respect that you're giving them, that they're going to show for you.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, that's a big thing in my life. It's like, I'm not going to disrespect you because I had no reason to. You know what I mean? That's not the person who I am. That's the person, like, my parents, like, raised me to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, if you're going to continue to disrespect me, I'm not going to sit here and allow you to do that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Go ahead, Jordan.
When the disrespect comes, that's when you got to get the hell out of Dodge. For real. Because I've been tolerant, and the relationship I'm in right now is probably the best relationship I've ever been in. Was there disrespect? Of course. It just happens when you're two people. You're just going to disrespect each other, may it's intentional or not. But my relationships before that, you know, my mom always used to tell me, and my biggest problem was, don't like nobody more than they like you.
Mm.
And that was my biggest problem.
Mm.
Oh, I like her. I like her. I was Trick Daddy. I was drawling. Bro, I'm dropping names and everything. My first ex, look, me and Andy went to high school together since we went to preschool.
Big
all the way up. That's a back from Sandbox. So Andy, no, like, I've had females in my life, like, everybody was disrespecting her. Right. I wanted to treat her like a queen.
Right.
And then when I started treating her like that,
that's not bad.
But it's not bad though. You know what? And that's the problem though. Like we have, and you know, it goes back to the thing is like we have these men that's out there as treating women like queens, as you should.
Right.
You know what I mean? But is it because they're too nice? Is it because they're trying to give them the world? Is it because?
It's because they don't know what to do with it when they get it.
I don't know about that. Matter of fact, I give you an example. My last girl I was with, we had a great relationship, you know what I'm saying? It was long distance, you know what I'm saying? But it was she was one of the most mature women I ever been with. Like, she understood what it took to be in a relationship. So like,
now what she ordered in you?
Nah, we was the same age.
Okay.
We about the same age. I was probably a little bit older than like a couple months. But she was more mature than me probably. I mean, I'm mature, but like she was probably more
mature. My girl's more mature than me right now. I'll keep it a bean with you. She's more mature than me. She gets shit done. I be lollygagging and she gets shit done.
That's what I'm saying, because like in the mind, And then, like, emotionally, I was probably more mature than her. But when it come to, like, business and school and getting this shit done, she was on it.
So now, that is okay, though. Because when I talk to people about relationships and how I view them, is about, and I, Jordan, I told you the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like any other team. You know what I mean? Like, today, the Sixers lost. Because of turnovers. The turnovers is because of what? Because they're not on the same page.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
if you're not on the same page, it's never going to flow.
It's never going to flow.
But do you at that point, do you give up on the team? Or do you like, yo, we got to buckle down. We got to get this shit together. Because, look, we all know that being in a relationship, you take work. You know what I'm saying? So you can't. I don't think, especially, all right, let's keep it funky. If I'm going to be in a relationship with you, I'm invested in you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to, because I can sit here and talk to however many girls I want to, being free and, you know what I'm saying, having no ties or having no responsibility to you personally as a woman, you know what I'm saying, as a man, like being in a relationship, you know what I'm saying, relationship-wise, I don't have to do certain things for you because I'm not in a relationship. But if I get into a relationship with you where I'm telling you, yo, I want to be with you, yo, all right, now I have responsibilities, you know what I'm saying? So I'm invested in you, you know what I'm saying? So so if we take that, I'm not about to give up on you as easily as another man. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'm not about to give up just because, oh, you doing this, oh, I don't like that. I'm too emotional. I'm emotional when I give that to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna freely, you're not gonna catch me off guard like, damn, I just did some emotional shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be emotional because I told you I'm about to be. You know what I'm saying? Right. So if I get into a situation with you,
right,
you already know, yo, you know where I'm going. You know what I'm saying? I wanna be here with you. This is what I want.
Right.
So I'm gonna be emotional, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna give you everything I got.
Right.
So if I tell you, yo, I want to be with you, and you doing this, you doing that, I'm going to work that shit out with you, because we not about to play and be like, oh, well, I can't. Nah, ain't no I can't do this, and right, I'm sick of this. No. We gonna get this together.
Okay, and then now I'm going to just fast forward that then. So you two have now been working, you know, your things. You guys are basically in a next phase. You know, you're out the honeymoon stage.
Right.
You are now, like, looking and say, hey, you're looking future wise. You're saying, you know, I might have children with this person.
But that's like, how I'm looking
from day one.
From day one. If I get into a relationship with you, that's what I'm looking for.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I'm now advancing it. Like, we're gonna do it in three stages. Like, you know, not in the beginning stage, like you just said.
Right.
Now we're gonna do it in the second stage. Now that you guys are now established, and before you take that next step, you know you're gonna take that next step.
Right.
You're not established, you're not doing your thing, and you guys are married.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
Couple years, like, let's say you had like 2-3 children, and you're good, you're Gucci, right? Something is now funky. Something is now being thrown off. Something is now
not right.
Not right. Like, where do you go from there? It's anything just like in a regular relationship, like even like before you even get married, like when you start feeling that that spider
think,
sense.
I don't think that pops up. I'm saying, like you saying, three stages. Like you, so you saying, oh, I'm invested in you now. I want to see where we can go. Now we like, okay, now we planning to make this happen. Mm-hmm. Now you hear like, oh, we married, we got kids, we boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. I think that the shit that you see right here in the married stage, you got kids. You should have seen that shit over here.
Really?
It's not going. We're not going to go from here perfect, here perfect, and then here. Oh, now you're doing all this crazy.
What's I disagree with you. You know
that's
why?
That's not happening. That's,
let me finish. Let me finish.
I don't feel like that can happen. I feel like the signs that you see over here. You should have caught it. You was ignoring over here. You just said. They ain't gonna do that no more. That was the first time you did that. All right, boom, boom. We gonna let that go. Then you did. You was like, why'd you do that? You was ignoring that because it's not. We not gonna go from. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we not gonna go two stages. You being perfect, then we married with kids, and you start doing some extra new shit. And that's not happening. I don't see that happening.
Jordan,
everybody has their breaking point. Mm. Let me tell you this, because you know I've dealt with women like this. There's women out there that will act like everything is okay because they love you, but inside it's something irking them. But peep though, it's something irking them, mm-hmm. but they're not gonna speak up yet because they don't feel comfortable or they're trying to just make everything okay.
Now, is that whose fault is that?
That's your girl though, right?
Yeah.
You said keyword acting. She acting like everything cool, but it's not. Do you not know? All right, I'll tell you in a relationship right now.
Yeah.
Do you know when Rebecca's mad?
Yeah, but there's also times where I thought everything was peachy keen and there was something irking her. Like, don't underestimate, because we're thinking it in a different sense.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You got to really put your honest, true self in there. Mm. And we're all dudes. So right. We always don't be like, because we be doing our thing. We be doing our own thing and we don't peep. Yeah. Like, sometimes you only see it if you really sit there and concentrate to see. You know what I'm saying? That's like when you're driving and you turn down the radio because you can't see something.
That's a fact.
You peep what I'm saying?
Big facts.
You got to concentrate.
You don't even do nothing.
You don't do nothing. But right. I bet you find that house after that radio go down.
Bet you find that house.
You feel me?
Bet you
that's
see
what
the
I'm
numbers.
Saying. Like, you never know.
Right.
Unless you got it. Sometimes you got to be like, yo, I'm going to concentrate on my girl this week.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to concentrate on us. Another thing is.
But why do you. I'm not even gonna let you go past that. But why do you have to set out a certain time where you gotta pay attention to your girl?
Cause after a while, have you ever been like,
I feel like, well, the thing is, like, it's not that you gotta set aside. It's just that life is just going.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Life is like, okay, like, Anna, I haven't seen you in a while because you've been now buckled down with school.
Hell yeah.
Correct or not correct?
Big facts.
You have Into the Clouds. That you know you're trying to finish up.
Facts.
You haven't finished that. Well, you finished, but you, like there's some things that you still need to do.
Right.
But life is going.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
So okay. Like it's not. So now going to the relationship, life is moving. You know what I mean? So those things that you find or catch are only in those quick instances. Like oh whoa, she's not acting like
right
or. She's doing.
Well, you just start peeping.
But we got. You know what I'm saying where we was at. I'm talking about the shit that you see here was shit that you should have been able to. You not should have. You could have seen over here.
If everybody peeped stuff like that, people wouldn't be surprised when they get cheated on.
That's because. All right. Prime example. My aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Was married. For like well over probably 20 some years. Got four kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Her husband, my uncle, cheated on her numerous times while they was married.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Oh. Now they split up. They had split up. They separated. He moved out. He got a divorce after maybe a year. A couple days ago, just got engaged. You know what I'm saying? Just got engaged to a new joint. My aunt crying crazy. Like a week before they got married, she found out that he was sleeping with her cousin. He was sleeping with her older cousin.
Damn.
Before they got married.
Then she still went through
and they still got married.
So who can you really be mad at?
That's but this is what I'm saying. The signs that you ignore right here is the same shit that's gonna break you the fuck and up then, when and you
that,
get past.
Now with that example, circles back to what I was saying in the beginning, the respect. Do you respect, like, how much do you respect yourself to actually go through with that ceremony?
You gotta be selfish. Like, love is love. You gotta be selfish, like, when it comes to love,
the fact,
bro.
The fact that you're okay with someone at that point disrespecting you,
yeah,
as a human being, showing that they don't love you as much as they, you know, you love them,
mm-hmm,
by cheating on you before you get, what was that, the ceremony? Like you found, she found out at the ceremony.
She didn't find out at the ceremony. So, she found out a week before she got married.
A week before she got married. Well, that whole week, what are you doing? Are you saying, all right, cool.
Let me tell y'all a story. And this is probably the realest story that's going to be told on this podcast.
I don't know.
There was a girl in high school. I was in love with her. Everybody had her. But they didn't take her virginity. So, like,
because I ain't want to.
Hear this guy, right? You hear me, right?
Because I ain't want
to. So I'm talking to her all through high school, but we just best friends. I'm in that friend zone crazy.
Deep.
And I finally cracked the code to get her to be my girl, right? But by the time I got her to be my girl, I gotta go to DSU. Shout out them Hornets. You mean I gotta go to school.
Right.
So I go away to school, I come back, my first visit. Hype to see her. I loved this girl, like, hype.
Definitely.
It's a house party. But I see this young boy hanging around that I've never seen before. Never seen this young boy in my life. And we talking about disrespect this episode? Never seen this young boy in my life. I don't pay him no mind, but he's on her ass. He's on her dick, though, but I'm peeping. But she's fucking with me. So the night goes on. It's a party. This is out Bordentown, New Jersey. It's a party. We going in. It's going in. The girl's mom comes to the party high. She was a pill head. Everybody's laughing at her, making fun of her. I'm the only person that walked that woman home. It was her mother. I walked her home, put her in the bed. I get back. Party's going on. There was a fight that was about to break out. So I called my friends, like, yo, da-da-da-da, we about to fight. Long story short, my friends was already on their way home by the time I called.
Right.
So I'm ready to get a Royal Rumble on. I'm ready. Like, it's me versus 10 Trenton niggas. I don't know what to do. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to just get beat up. Let me tell you this.
The whip.
When I tell you, the girls who's throwing the party, her mom came home and was like, everybody leave except you. You're spending the night. So I go in the house. So the girl I was messing with, we go in the house too. So after that, I'm like, I'm going to get bodied. I get bodied. I'm laying on the couch. My girl, come lay next to me, right? But that young boy was back around. And I pass out on the couch. When I wake back up, the young boy is fucking my girlfriend right there next to me.
Jeez.
Talk about the disrespect. You feel me? Talk about the disrespect. I'm playing in her hair. Whole time she's getting stroked right next to me.
You told me this one before.
Yeah. Stroke right next to me. And you know what I did? I did something that my older self would never do. I got mad at the bull. I got up and I choked him until the pimples on his face started popping from me just choking him. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, if I could go back in time, I would stop him. I would stop my older self. I'd be like, what are you doing?
Let her go.
But look, that was the final straw. All the behind, yo, that's not even tell you all the other things she did. Messing with other people. Right.
But at that point,
that's when you know.
I mean, that's an obvious point.
I'm going back off what you say.
You want to ignore it until you can't take the disrespect. So back to your question. When the disrespect is right there, that's when enough was enough for me.
Right.
But do you ignore it? Are you right for ignoring it? Is that her fault that you ignored it?
No. You want to know about what kills me about females these days? You'll be talking to a female, she'll expect you not to talk to nobody else. But if y'all not together,
she's talking.
She's gonna talk to somebody else, and then when you press her about it, What she gonna say?
Why would you press her about it if it's not your girl?
But y'all talking though.
The reason why he's
talking, but you're saying. She don't expect you.
No, she expects you exactly. not to talk to nobody else.
She expects you. Who? What girl do that?
Women.
But what? Do it matter?
What do you mean? Does it matter?
If a girl tell me right now, if I'm not your man, you tell me, oh, you can't talk to nobody. I'm like, you're not my girl though.
PSA for the people listening, I used to be a sucker. Alright. It took a minute to make me a real nigga. Alright.
I mean, everybody grew up a sucker. We're not going to be some sucker shit.
Yeah, but for real. Alright, so that was now that we said that, it was established that it was during my sucker phase.
Right. I mean, yo, everybody don't grow up knowing the game. All I'm saying is that what happened? What were we saying?
Oh my god. Are you good? You good? No, the obvious signs. That's where you're
right. So, you know what I'm saying? Is it your fault? Is it her fault that you decided to ignore
the
shit
signs?
That came, you know what I'm saying? That shit.
No, that's 100%
that shit
on me.
Gonna blow up in your
that's
face.
100% on
that
you.
Okay. It's going to slowly ease into it. And if you keep ignoring it, it's just going to be one big joint that was, you know what I'm saying? It's domino.
And that's what happened. And I was supporting what you were saying. That's why I told that story.
I appreciate it.
I ignored it.
And then
I ignored
when it got.
And then it came to a point where it exploded in my mitt.
So that's why we can't.
Hashtag fuck you. Hashtag congratulations on your son.
Big facts. Anyways.
Oh, you definitely.
So, let me give another example. Let me give another example here. So, I'm not going to name drop because the situation is still going on, whatever it's going to be, but it's probably going to be out there anyways. But a friend of a friend, we're going to say that, a friend of a friend,
mm-hmm.
They're married, okay? They have 4 kids together. The wife has now lost weight.
She's looking brand new. And she's feeling herself.
Now she's feeling herself.
Right.
Okay. Now because she's feeling herself, her husband works crazy hours. Uh-huh. But the man is just like, the man is
bringing home the bacon.
Okay. He's supporting 5 people, 4 kids plus the wife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
was this the new guy?
No, this is the husband. This is the husband.
Down when she was big.
Yeah, when she was married her.
And I see where this going.
Yeah. So, you know, he's out there working 60, 70 hours.
Shit.
Okay? She lost weight. She's looking good. She's doing her thing. Now she's, like, feeling herself. Mm-hmm. Now she's going and she's quote unquote been unhappy for a while anyways.
Now she's unhappy out of nowhere.
And she goes and steps out.
No way.
Here we go. So she goes and steps out. Okay. The man still wants to be married to his wife. Okay. He's saying that, you know, as a godly man, he should stay by his wife. He doesn't believe in divorce. Right. And da da da. This is where I come with the disrespect thing. She's going out. She's doing her own thing. She's telling people that we're separated. She's telling people that they're separated. She doesn't want to be with them. And then she stepped out. She's doing her own thing. But they're still living together. When do you say enough is enough? Because this is
because when I
talk to this guy, I understand. I understand that you're in love with your wife, obviously, because you married her,
right?
You have 4 kids, your wife. You're doing all these things. But she's blatantly disrespecting
How
you.
Old are the kids?
Little. They're all probably. None of them grown.
Oh, yeah, no.
Nah. So not my thing. And now this is. And to bring the children, my thing is you're being shown disrespect. You're being shown self, like, your self worth is nothing.
Right.
And this is what I feel like. You know what I mean? Like, my thing is, when that is happening, and you continue to be downgraded as a person, how can you say, like, when is enough is enough? You know what I mean? When can you say, you know what, I'm going to sign these papers. You know what, I'm going to do this for my children to show them a great, better example. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what do you guys think the situation, like, where should he go? Let's just say.
Personally, go ahead. I mean, that's a tough situation only because I understand the marriage thing. Like, I don't believe in divorce either. So if I get married, I'm married. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you...
And that's... I mean, we went back and forth with, you know, scripture.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, he's saying all these things, but, you know, I'm trying to give him the analytical perspective.
And you need that. You need that. So, but with... You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the marriage thing, I understand that. I can definitely understand. I respect that. When I'm married, I'm married. Like, but... With you going, if you're going to blatantly, pretty much deny me, you're going to tell people we separated when you leaving wherever you at, coming back to my house. I can't, especially with when it comes to the kids being young kids. At that point, if you telling people that we separated, we gonna have to really get separated, and I'm gonna have to get my kids out of the situation, because what you're not gonna do as a man is disrespect me in front of my kids. That's not gonna happen, because. I don't know how old they are, but if any of, you old enough to hear any, you can hear anything on the street, you know what I'm saying? The world is small, bro. You know what I'm saying? Especially, yeah, she coming home, and I'm sure they having some kind of dispute about this, so they're getting little bits and pieces. They kids are smart. You know what I'm saying? You gonna catch something, somebody's gonna say something, and you gonna be able to put all them pieces together with all them arguments. If she really going out doing her thing, she coming home night after night doing whatever she wanna do, you're going to get bits and pieces. You're going to put that puzzle together. You're going to understand, oh, mommy don't like daddy. Daddy staying, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's pretty much what we're going
to do. And that's the thing. Like, you know, you commend them at a point.
I definitely respect them.
You definitely respect the man for trying to, you know, keep his marriage together.
And you know why I respect him so much? Because this day and age... Like, this day and age,
nobody
cares about anything anymore. Nothing. You'll go on social media, oh, I'm cutting this person off. I'm cutting people off. Mm-hmm. Cutting people off. Like, where are the relationships that you fight for? Talking about as far as friendships right now.
Right,
like,
right.
It'll be people so quick that people will grow up with somebody and cut them off over some bullshit.
Right.
And won't be sick until somebody gets sick and die. And then they all sad. You feel me? Right. But me? I mean... The answer is going to vary because it depends on what you've been through as a man. Mm-hmm. But if it was me and his shoes, and we got four kids, and I was with you when you wasn't looking all spiffy, but as soon as you get fly, you want a route? Cool. As soon as the first person you say, you talked to him, right? As soon as I spoke to you and she said, yo, bro, she's out here denying you. Solid. Get an apartment. We're going to split the time. And you're going to feel this. I'm going to make you feel it.
Definitely going to feel it.
Because you're going to feel it. Because guess what? I'm not at the crib watching the kids for you no more. You're going to have to find a babysitter. And now that you're looking good, you're going to have to deal with a whole new realm of fuck niggas. Because they're going to what? They're going to use you and route. And then when you feel used, you're going to come back.
And I'm not going
to And I'm going to send my here. Chick, my new chick to the door when you come knocking. Like, he's not even here right now.
Big
you feel what I'm
facts.
Saying? You feel what I'm saying, though? Like,
no, absolutely. Because there's other things, you know, we're not going to, you know, put everything out there. But the thing is, like, just the basis
of it. Timing is all bad.
Yeah, the timing is just all bad. You know what I mean? Like, the thing is about it is, like, when the significant other, this can be for a man or guy, a man or girl, whatever it can be, but when that person is continually just denying you, continually disrespecting you,
it's time to route.
You know what I mean? Like when do you just, you know what I mean? And that's the thing. So for me, my self-worth is greater than anybody else. I respect myself greater than anybody else. As a teen, I'll try.
She on some KD shit.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, as a team,
you telling me you're not on the team?
I'm not gonna pass you the ball. I'm not gonna pass you the ball even if you say you're not on the team. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, as a team, I can only do so much. You know what I mean? I can only carry so much load.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's because, you know, and for relationships, for me, it's always 50-50. You know, no matter what it is. You know what I mean?
100-100.
You know what I mean? 100-100. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it is. But if you're not gonna put out the same input I'm putting out, and then I'm gonna fight for it. So when I'm fighting for it, I'm carrying some of your load. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So at the time, my back is going to break. I can't hold, you know what I mean? I can't hold the world.
Can't carry the whole squad forever.
You can't carry the whole squad forever. You know what I mean? So it's just, I feel like self-worth has to be established. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you have to have the confidence and the self the confidence and the swag to be like, no, seriously, you gotta have the confidence and the swag to be like,
demeanor,
you know,
to
be like, all right, you know what? I'm better than this.
Right. And I'm better than you.
And I'm better than you. If you're gonna give I'm giving you all I'm got. Mm-hmm. I'm better than this.
But that's and what I'm saying. That's what I was saying at the beginning, like when we was talking before. I'm like, you know what I'm saying, love is, you gotta be selfish. You gotta be selfish with love. You know what I'm saying? Cause the thing about being in love or being in a situation or a relationship, I'm not gonna get into a relationship with somebody that's not gonna make me better. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So I gotta be selfish. Because I need somebody that's going to do what I'm going to do. Because I know, you know what I'm saying? If you know, if you already had that self-worth where you know who you are, what you bring to the table, you can't go to the table with no steak and everybody sitting there, you know what I'm saying? They got styrofoam plates. You can't carry this steak. You can't cut this steak with no plastic.
You can't eat that here, big dog.
You can't have this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
But let me ask you this, though. Say, like, you had something to bring to the table, but no, it's no longer there. And then that pressure is just on one person in the relationship.
What you mean?
Like, let me give you a great example. I'm all the way real.
That's how
I give y'all
big facts.
I give y'all real life examples.
That's what it is.
I don't care. Right now, I just graduated college, right?
Right.
It's hard to get a job after college. To be real with y'all, I just got fired on my first day.
Wow.
2 weeks ago. It's
too
crazy.
That was too real for a lot of them.
Yeah. But look, I don't hide behind my struggles. So, my girlfriend, my baby, the child of my mother, she has a good job right now. And you know why I feel bad? Because I can't help the way I want to help.
Mm.
You feel me?
Right.
So, how do I bring something to the table if the first thing as a man is supposed to be the provider, you can't bring that? What do you bring?
Everything.
You bring everything else.
You got to be there emotionally. You have to be there for her physically.
Absolutely.
And you have to pick up slack where else you haven't picked it
everywhere.
Up at.
Everywhere.
But
everywhere.
That's just part of in working. And I had to realize that. And when we go through stuff, I tell her, yo, I'm not the person with the most bread. But I've never left you when you needed me. You feel me?
Right.
A lot of people will have the money.
And that's,
don't have
and,
the person.
And that's also a fight. That's a fight right there. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's a fight for your relationship. That's a fight for the family. You see what I'm saying? So I feel like for that discussion, we'll have that on a different episode.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. But tonight, I feel like as the first episode, as the round table with Ooze and guests, or AKA the Big Facts crew.
The Big Facts crew.
You know what I mean? I think we did a great job. If you guys want to email me questions, discussions, my email will be in the podcast linked below or whatever. I appreciate it. And signing off.
We're going to holler at y'all.
Big facts.